News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. In our first segment, we talk about Money Smart Week with the Milton Savings Bank. You can go to MiltonSavingsBank.com for more information or WKOK.com. We got Money Smart Week info. And just stay tuned. We got banking tips throughout the week. So Money Smart Week is underway. In the studio with us now, the pastor, the Reverend Ricky Phillips is back. He's a Lutheran pastor at Mazeppa Union and St. John's Dry Valley Church. A very gregarious individual, often involved in making sure that our legislators and folks in Harrisburg and Washington, D.C. are aware of unmet needs and opportunities where faith and government can interact, and also making sure that everybody in the Valley has opportunities to take advantage of important aspects of the faith and religious life. So we welcome Ricky Phillips back. Thank you so much.
So glad to be here, Mark.
Thank you. I loved your videos. I know you don't do too many of them anymore, but he does simple daily videos where he sits in a rocking chair and tells you, you know, sound theological advice. So we appreciate that. And we also have on the news line children's book author Gamal K. Saleh is with us. She's a speaker and an author and an educator. She's Muslim, and she writes children's books on the Golden Rule. So Gamal K., thank you so much for checking in.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. So tell me about the children's books that you write and the Golden Rule. I can't wait to read The Goodness Soup. It sounds like a wonderful book for kids and maybe for adults. Tell me about these books.
Well, I work with children, and I noticed that the best way to implement love in their hearts is writing books. So I decided to find something that I have similarity with people of other faiths, and I found out that it was the Golden Rule. So that's why I based my books on the Golden Rule, so we could all connect through my books with the children, of course, and implement love in their hearts at an early stage of life.
You happen to be Muslim, but this is an interfaith message. You can find these kinds of sort of selfless behaviors through everyone's faith and through their religious books and so on. Now, you are coming to the Mazeppa Church in the Mazeppa Union Church in Mazeppa at 10:30 in the morning this coming Sunday, April 7th. Why is Gamal K. a good person to have in your church, Pastor?
Well, it's so funny when on Sunday I asked everybody, how many people have actually met a person of the Muslim faith? I think four or five hands went up. And really the only way we're going to develop good peace strategy and love is if we get to know each other and develop sound relationships. I was very blessed to get onto the Witherspoon Institute at Princeton, and they wanted me to give a lecture on Martin Luther and marriage, and it was on Muslim marriage. And I met so many wonderful friends there, and I thought, wow, if people could really meet people of the many different faiths, how our hearts could be changed.
All right, and Gamal K., this is one, children's books is one way that you can talk to people about this important message that we all can embrace, the idea of sort of getting, why can't we all just kind of get along, that message?
Yes, that's one of the points to get across. And I really feel that, you know, having better people for tomorrow, we really need to work on our children today. And that's a holistic approach I give, is working with parents and teachers too. So one of the other things I do is the speaking aspect, which I do workshops with parents and teachers and try to implement the Golden Rule and put it into practice, not just speaking about it.
And where would we find a Gamal K. Saleh workshop? Where might we typically find you offering these sessions?
I go to many nonprofit organizations schools, and I do my presentations there. I get invited by the different groups. I've been to YMCAs, I've been to religious centers where I present my workshop.
right. And give us a quick preview of your message Sunday. You'll be at Mazeppa Union Church and 10:30 a.m. This coming Sunday, April 7th. Tell us, give us a preview of your message.
So after what happened in New Zealand, you know, I felt like I need to really go out there and reintroduce Islam and the country I was born in, Afghanistan, because these are two that have been not presented in the best form when it came to the public eye. So I was like, I really need to tell people what I was raised with, the values and morals I was raised with, and the stories I heard about Afghanistan. I was raised in the United States of America. I really need to share this with people because it's not what is said in the media about Islam and Afghanistan.
All right. Well, yeah, we're missing a lot of important messages if we don't talk to individuals of the Muslim faith or a lot of other faiths, too. Mm-hmm. So this is important that we do this. You have a website, gumalkai.com, which is GUMAKAI.com. What do we find on your website? What kind of information can you find there?
Well, it talks about my mission and goals, and it has my books and all the events I have been doing. And it's a great way if people want to connect with me. There's my email, my subscription tab there, where we get connected and all my different presentations I do.
All right. Well, fantastic. We'll give you the last word, an additional comment. Anything else to talk to our audience about, please?
First, I want to thank everyone for having me at Minnesota Church and you having me. We only could make a difference if we try to get out of our comfort zone and go out there and connect with people, even those who are different than us, embrace them, embrace the difference, and just love each other and have respect for each other.
All right, GumalKai.com, GUMAKI, Gumal K. P. Saleh. Thank you so much for calling in today. We're very glad to hear from you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I do appreciate that. All right. Well, her books are a real hit. And The Golden Rule is something kids already get. That might be part of this.
Yeah, one of the things that I'm going to do is she's going to be speaking to the confirmation kids. So I really invite all the kids, different kids, to come in and then to look and see how do different religions view the Golden Rule? How do Christians? How can we work together in love? And then another thing that we've done that'll happen on Sunday, too, we've rented the Lewisburg Campus Theater. That's open to everybody at 1 o'clock, free admission, just walk in. And we're going to show the movie The Greatest Showman, which shows how people that have often been neglected in society and left out can actually come together in love and work together.
Well, some folks are saying, nope, I'm not embracing anything Muslim. They want to kill Christians. I know that to be true. Or they want to kill Jews. What do they say to that? What do you say to that?
Yeah, one of the things, I think as we get to know each other and really see who we are and develop relationships, things will change. One thing to remember, that I remembered my congregation, the Lutheran World Federation, for example, has 73 million Lutherans from 79 different countries and have been one of the leaders in working with Islamic relief organizations. And I think it's important for, as I remind my Reformed and Lutheran churches, that they have been leaders in working with all faiths to promote love. And I think we can follow in their footsteps as Lutherans.
All right, so we don't want to just follow this or teach it just in the Sunday school and not live it out. We want to make sure that that the local churches are sort of catalysts for positive change around here. Reverend Ricky Phillips is with us, Lutheran pastor at St. John's Dry Valley Church in Dry Valley, which is out in the Winfield area, and the Mazeppa Union Church, which is in Mazeppa. So this Sunday, Mazeppa Union Church, 10:30 a.m., April 7th, Gumal K. will be there. Give us the location of the church, Mazeppa. Just go to Mazeppa and look for the steeple, or what?
Yeah, it's the actual address is 3200 Johnson Mill Road, Lewisburg.
All right, and to explain her day, she's got a couple of stops. So 10:30 is the first one?
10:30 is the first one. She'll be giving a talk, and then at 1 o'clock we'll have the movie at the campus theater, The Greatest Showman. What a great movie if nobody's seen it.
And when is she talking to the confirmands?
She'll be talking to them during the service. It'll be like a regular interfaith type service, and she'll be talking to them on the Golden Rule and also on the basics of Islam in Afghanistan.
Okay, so Gamalke Saleh going to visit our area. Where is she coming from? I think of her as maybe from
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia area. Okay, so she's a Pennsylvanian. Fabulous. All right, Pastor Phillips, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our good discussion today? So much more to say. All of these topics, we really just gloss over them, but an additional remark, please.
I think she brought out one of the best things. We have to step out of our comfort zones. We can have, it's wonderful that we have interfaith prayer services, but we still have to step out and get to know each other. Until we get to know each other and develop great relationships, then we cut into that ignorance. And surely as Christians, Jesus calls us to love more every day and to break down anything that comes in front of that hatred, racism, prejudice.
Whatever it happens to be. All right. Fabulous. Well, thank you. Ricky Phillips, how can we get more information from you? Give us a website or phone number to get more details.
Of course, you can always reach me on Facebook. The church phone number is 570-524-5616.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you, sir. Good to see you.